All right, so today we're going to talk about how to crush your first dates. So those are very important tips that you must know if you want to crush your first date. So first of all, before the date happens, you need to be great at following up, because a lot of guys set up a date with a girl and then they don't text her before the date. They text her last minute, or they don't. That's why girls flake, because they don't know exactly when and where and how it's going to happen, and you don't reconfirm things. You guys need to reconfirm things. Most girls are flaky. Most girls forget. You need to reconfirm all the time. So before the date happens, text her at least 24 to 48 hours prior. So 24 to 48 hours before the date happens, reconfirm it. You can say, "Hey, Sarah, hope you're doing well. Just wanted to reconfirm that, you know, we're going to this place, we can meet at 8 p.m. You just reconfirm. And then on the same day, you reconfirm again. You just say, "Hey, get pumped, see you later, blah, blah, blah." And then just before you leave your house, you can also reconfirm. You can say, "Hey, I'm leaving soon, see you there," something like that. You just want to reconfirm all the time, okay? Now, here's one of my biggest tips. Okay, you want to plan something cheap and easy. No need to go on fancy dinners and all of that. No need to wine and dine and all of that and like do something super fancy. Save dinner dates for girls that you're fucking. Okay, if you're fucking that girl and you're already having sex and you enjoy her company, then yeah, you can do dinner dates and fancy stuff. If you haven't fucked her yet, then don't bring her to fancy shit. Okay, so avoid overly fancy dinners, etc. Also, don't bring her to boring stuff like a movie. Okay, you see in Hollywood movies, like, you know, you bring her to the cinema and stuff like that. Fuck that. Okay, just go for a drink. Go for a drink. Do a fun activity. I know mini golf is great. You can bring her to the mini golf. You can bring her to a nice bar. You can bring her to a nice speakeasy or some bowling stuff or some playing pool or something. Something like that. But nothing fancy, okay? And ideally, you want to plan the date in a place close to where you live so that you can pull her to your place more easily. Because if you set up a date at a bar like 30 minutes away from your house, then it's harder. It's going to be harder to bring her to your place. But if it's walking distance, like if the bar is literally 1 minute away from your place, then it's way easier. And that's what I do. Most of my dates, they're going to be super close to my place, like walking distance, not even a minute. Like I'm fortunate enough to live near one of the best hotels here. And in that hotel, there's a really cool view. And so most of the girls, I bring them to that hotel and then we go to my place, and it's super easy. Like it takes 30 seconds to go from the hotel to my place. Like there's no friction at all. Now on the date, you want to dress well, without looking at like a tryhard. Like don't put some fancy suit and tie and all of that, okay? You're not 50 Shades of Grey. No need to try to look too tryhard, like James Bond or something. Just dress normal. Dress normal, something simple. Wear darker colors, ideally. You know, black, blue navy, dark gray, something. I don't know, in my experience, it's just better to wear something darker. Now you can wear a white shirt if you want to, but I don't know, I'd rather keep it dark. Keep it super simple and classy, okay? Like old money style. Either a nice plain shirt, a nice plain polo, or a nice plain t-shirt. You can put a jacket on top if it's a bit colder. No logos, no brand names, no graphics, no patterns, okay? Don't come on your date with this Balmain t-shirt or this Versace t-shirt and, you know, logos all over. Like, be simple. Now also, don't be too casual. Like don't go on a date with like some tracksuit or like some fucking hoodie and some sportswear. No, like go like dress for the occasion, but not too much. Now always have chewing gums and condoms. You're never gonna see me without that in my pocket. I always have chewing gums and condoms. And yourself, you need to smell good as well. So wear some good cologne for the date. Now, ideally, you want to be a bit late, but not too much, like 5, 10, 15 minutes, okay? 5, 10, 15 minutes late, because most girls are going to be late anyway. Most girls are late, and that's almost a test. Like, they're going to test you, they're going to be a bit late to see how you react. So, be a bit late yourself, but tell her that you're on your way and that there is some traffic or something. Come up with some bullshit excuse, but be a bit late. Just tell her, hey, there's a bit of traffic. I'm going to be 10, 15 minutes late. I'm on my way, right? Because you don't want to be the guy arriving at, you know, precisely the right time and then you wait for her 15 minutes, etc. Like, be a bit late yourself because most girls are late anyway. Now, when the date starts and you guys see each other, she arrives or you arrive and you see her, the first thing that you want to do is you want to display a little bit of intent and physicality. So maybe you can kiss her on the cheeks, hug her, do something like that. Always smile, obviously, eye contact. You can go for a hug. Do that, you know, be a bit physical from the get-go. You can compliment her. You can say, hey, you look really good. Or you can say, oh, I love your dress, whatever. Just compliment her a little bit. Give her a hug. Give her two kisses. I don't know, us in France, we like to do two kisses like that just to say hi. Now, I usually hug the girl when I meet, like, hey, what's up? Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I just hug her real quick, give her a quick kiss. I tell her she looks good. And then we go and we sit down. Now, let me share you a quick story to emphasize the importance of these tips that I'm going to share you. Because back when I was first learning about dating, like, I made a lot of mistakes. Like, it wasn't always smooth. I was nervous. I was asking boring questions. And I missed so many opportunities because of the mistakes that I was making. And most of the time, I wasn't closing the deal. And most of my dates weren't going anywhere. Like, I wasn't hooking up or whatever. And so, yeah, it sucked, you know. But then when I learned the proper practices and the proper systems, then I started getting really good. And you can only get good at going on dates if you go on a lot of dates. Like, you have to practice. You have to go on a lot of dates to get good at actually running a date, at conducting the whole date smoothly. Now, an important thing to do on a date is to sit next to her instead of in front of her. A lot of guys sit in front of her, but if you can, it's better to sit next to her. Now, I've had plenty of dates where I sat in front of her and it went okay. I'm not saying like, oh, if you sit in front of her, it's over. It's fine. You can sit in front of her, but ideally you want to sit next to her because psychologically, sitting opposites to each other is going to trigger this fight or flight hormone because you're both against each other. You're opposites to each other. It's like, you know, in negotiations and divorces and fights, people are standing against each other. It's kind of the same thing here. Whereas if you sit next to her or besides her at the table, you can trigger more of a team spirit and you can touch her more. You can whisper funny things in her ear. It's just better. It involves more touch. It's just better. So sit next to her if you can, not across from her. And this is going to allow you to touch her more, as I said. This is going to allow your legs to touch up against each other naturally. And it's going to create more sexual tension. Okay, so that's just a pro tip. Now, assume attraction. Assume that she's already into you. You're not there to make her like you, whatever. Assume she already likes you. And just relax, have fun with her. You want to be 60%... humorous, witty, cocky, fun, and then 40% more serious, more smart, more intellectual, okay? Now, most losers out there, they're going to be 90% or even 100% like serious, intellectual, talk about just factual things, etc., very logical. No, you don't want to do that. You want to be 60% non-logical, like just humorous, witty, fun, saying, talking about cool things that are a bit emotional, stuff like that. Now, on the first date, it's very important to be a good listener. And that's not just on the first date. Actually, always. You should always be a good listener. But on the first date especially, let her talk more. Okay, let her talk more than you do. Ask her questions. Listen to her responses. Show interest in her life, like in her what she does, her passions, etc. Like, be genuinely curious. Okay, and really maintain 80% of the focus on her. Make her talk. Women love to talk about themselves. Now, when it comes to the systems, I cover that in week 4 of the Dating Accelerator program, which is my program. If you're inside Dating Systems Premium, you can also find the content of the program inside the classroom. But basically, yeah, when it comes to the verbal structure and exactly what to do to flirt, sexualize, demonstrate high value, escalate, etc., we're going to cover that in my programs. However, I'm going to share with you a few tips that are going to help you now. So as I said, you want to keep it casual and lighthearted, okay? So don't be too serious or whatever. Don't put too much pressure on yourself either. Okay, just enjoy the conversation, enjoy her company, ask her questions, let things happen naturally. Because, you know, if she's on a date with you, and if she got dressed, if she, you know, she has some makeup on, etc., she looks forward to it. Like, she kind of likes you anyway. If she sees you one-on-one like that, like, she's already kind of interested. So assume that. Now, a great first date recipe contains three main ingredients, okay? Number one, intellectual stimulation. So you need to show her that you're doing some cool things in your life, and you need to show her that you know your shit. Like, you are educated, you are cultivated, you know some things. You can talk about various topics, even intellectual. If you guys happen to talk about business, you can talk about business at some point. You can talk about economics, you can talk about whatever. But be a bit intellectual. That's good to be a bit intellectual, especially when she shares things about her career or you share things about your business sometimes. That's good. But then you don't want to stay there. You want to, this is like maybe 30% intellectual, but then you want to be 30% emotional. Talk about emotional things, talk about her childhood, what she's passionate about, how she grew up, where she grew up, her family, her hobbies, her pets, whatever, it doesn't matter, traveling, like emotional topics, right? And then you want to talk about sexual stuff, so sexual stimulation. For example, when was the last time, I don't know, she had a crazy adventure? When was the last time she had a boyfriend? What type of guys does she like? What is a turn on for her? Okay, what's her biggest turn on? Stuff like that. Like, you want to talk about sexual topics, right? Whether she's into, you know, BDSM or not. I don't know. Like, you can talk about things like that. Like, whether she likes dominant guys or she likes... Like, you can talk about so many things that are sexual in nature, right? But sexualized things. Now, I'm going to give you some sauce and I'm going to give you some questions you can ask. But those are basic ones. Obviously, you know, inside the program and inside, you know, my premium stuff, we cover way more. But these are some questions you can ask. So first of all, you can ask her, for example, have you traveled much? Like, when's the last time you traveled, right? Ask her when's the last time she traveled, if she travels a lot, etc. Second question, you can ask her, what's her passion? Like, what are you passionate about at the moment? You can ask her, what does a typical day looks like for you? That's the third question. Fourth question, you can ask, you know, if you were a billionaire, like if you had all the money in the world and you could do anything you wanted, what would you do? Like, would you truly work at XYZ job she has? Like, for example, let's say she's a hairdresser. And I ask her, okay, if you were a billionaire, like if you had all the money in the world, would you still be a hairdresser? Or what would you do besides that? And don't tell me you're just going to travel and stay on a beach and do nothing. Like, what would you do actually with your time? What's your actual passion? I mean, if it's hairdressing, then fine. If she's a hairdresser and she wants to do that, maybe she wants to open her own salon, then fine, you know. But try to understand like how she thinks and what is she truly passionate about? What does she value, right? Now, number five, what was the last crazy adventure you went on, right? That could be a non-sexual adventure, but that could also be a sexual adventure. Okay, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? That could also be a question. Now, this one is spicy, the sixth one, but if you're already talking about sex and all of that, you could ask her, like, what's the craziest place you had sex in? Or have you ever had sex outdoors, like in nature? Have you ever had sex on the beach or, you know, on, I don't know, in a rooftop, in a forest? You know, just ask her that. You could ask her that. This adds a little spice. Now, number seven, you can ask her, what's your favorite way to spend the weekends? Like, what do you usually do on the weekends? Do you like to go out? Do you like to party? Where do you party? What's your favorite club here? What's your favorite restaurant? Like, you can ask her those type of questions, right? So these are questions you can always ask. Now, on the date, stay off your phone, okay? Don't use your phone as a crutch just because it gets a bit awkward or there's a bit of tension. Actually, embrace tension. Embrace the silences. When it's a bit awkward and there's a bit of tension, that's great. Lean into that because that's going to lead to create like some kind of like sexual tension where you guys are not super comfortable. And from there, you can really build up something. Like, you can kiss her, you can touch her more, you can add some spice. So moments of silence are key. You need to put some silence. You need to put some pauses. And don't let her just sit on her phone. Like, if she starts looking at Instagram or looking at some bullshit on her feed. Like, stop her. Don't tell her, hey, like, let go of your phone. Let's be social. Now, sometimes she might have to answer to a text or something urgent. That's okay. But otherwise, like, she should be focused on the conversation. And otherwise, just confiscate her phone. Just grab her phone. That's it. Your phone stays with me now. No more phone. And you keep talking, okay? Because some women are addicted to their phones to the point where they don't even realize, like, there's just ADHD, just always on their phone. Even though they like you and stuff, they're just addicted, right? Instead, just ask her some engaging questions, keep the conversation flowing, and embrace the tension, as I said, because those moments of pauses, of tension, those are key as well if you want to get to that sexual stage. Now, one thing, and this is very key, pay the bill. Okay, if you're the one who invited her, and even if you're not the one who invited her, pay the bill. Okay, don't hesitate when the bill comes. Grab it, put your credit card. Don't even look at the bill. Just pay like a gentleman. So one thing I do usually to take care of the bill and to make it super smooth is before we leave, I will go to the bathroom. I will tell her, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. And so I go to the bathroom, and then after I go to the bathroom, I go to the bar. So I go at the back of the room or at the bar, and I go pay before the waiter comes. So I don't wait for the waiter to come and say, hey, do you guys want to split or not? Blah, 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 because that's awkward. I will go to the bathroom and then I will pay and take care of the bill, and then I'll come back. And then sometimes I can even make a joke like, hey, we can leave without paying. Let's go. And sometimes she says like, oh, are you serious? No, it's crazy, blah, blah, blah. But then I say, no, I'm kidding. Like, I already paid. And then we just leave, you know? But you want to pay. You want to fucking pay, okay? Don't be a rat. Don't be tight-fisted with your money. Just pay. Be a gentleman. Now, lastly, you want to have something lined up after the date. Don't just let it end abruptly. And ideally, you want to seed the pool before that happens. So, you know, usually when I'm on a date, I'm gonna seed the next step. So I'm gonna tell her, hey, you know what? I'm kind of getting hungry. We should grab something to eat later. Or hey, you know what? I know this really cool view. I can show it to you or whatever. And I just seed the idea that we're gonna do something after. I'm not gonna mention like, hey, we can go to my place and we can Netflix and chill. No, that's too, like, you're just asking her to sign a sexual contract like that. You don't wanna do that. You want to be super smooth, and you just want to say something like, hey, I want to show you this cool view, or hey, I'm kind of getting hungry. Maybe we can order something later, you know, in a few minutes. We can go move and I can show you a cool place and we can order something. And you want to be a bit smooth, but have something lined up. Now, if you don't vibe or the date didn't go well or you're not interested anymore, then just end the date gracefully. Just say, you know, I have something to work on now, I have to go. But we keep in touch. Like, just, you know, if you don't want to see her again or if you want to end the day, just end it. But otherwise, if you want to see her and you want to fuck her and you want to have sex, then yeah, have something lined up and pull her. Try to pull her to your place, right? Now, after everything is finished, after she went to your place or after the date is over, then you want to get her an Uber or a Bolt or a Grab or a Lyft, whatever app you have, just grab her something, okay? Don't let her pay for her transport back home. And if that's the case, if you get her an Uber or a Bolt, etc., then tell her to text you when she gets home safe. You can even text her like, hey, did you get home safe or something like that, because it shows that you care, it shows that you're protective. Girls like that, okay? Or if you have a car, then you can drive her home yourself, okay? Just drive her home yourself. And when you drop her off, then you get out of the car, you kiss her, you touch her. You can say, yeah, I'll talk to you soon, maybe if there's a next time. And you keep the suspense. Will there be a next time? Will there not? Like, keep the suspense, you know? Don't try to arrange the next date already when you're still on the first one, okay? So, you know, step by step, just say, hey, we keep in touch for next time. Just wink at her and that's it. Now, if you want to schedule another date after the first one, then wait at least like 2, 3 days, you know? Give her a bit of space. Seduction requires space. Don't be the guy texting her right away, hey, you want to do something tomorrow as well? Like, don't be the guy who tries to rush the second date. No, wait like 2, 3, 4, 5 days and then text her again and repropose something. Okay, so that's what I would do. So those are some of my tips for a first date that you must know. Obviously, there's so much more content inside the Dating Accelerator in week 4, 5, etc., and inside my premium program. So obviously, these are some nuggets that I'm sharing with you, but there's so much more. Check out the links in the description. Check out everything. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you on the next.